18 pounds, I guess, but won't say too much about that now. We'll let somebody else probably tell about the dinner. But we wanted to make a recording and send it back to you. And you'll probably play it for Marge and probably and Leo and probably Dan, Catherine, all them if they have to be around. But, so we'll start recording here and let them all talk. Well, Vicki, do you want to be first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
What'd you get for Christmas?
Well, perfume for me and Candace, and a slip I like so much, and a skirt, corduroy skirt, and then corduroy pedal shoes, and a long sweater and a short sweater, and a robe and slippers, and what else?
Oh, you got an awful lot.
Jewelry box, a sewing machine, and some a doll bed, and a table for the doll, 10.5-inch doll. They had no chairs, and Santa Claus didn't. Well, and
what was that about Santa Claus?
Oh, he didn't have no chairs left.
No, he didn't.
And so, let's see now. Oh, a purse and hand lotion and scarf and a hat. I think gave me some pearls. And mother gave me some pearls. And my girlfriend Carol, she gave me some pearls.
Well, you got lots of pearls.
And let's see now. Socks.
Well,
panties.
The tape will be gone.
And, what else?
Is that clothes for you?
Well,
oh, clothes for my dolls.
You want to say hello to anybody?
No.
No?
I already said it.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Is that all you got to say?
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Well, here's Kevin. We'll see what he's got to say. How are you? Huh?
Hi.
Hi. Well, speak up. Speak like you normally do. Oh, now that wasn't nice. What'd you get from Santa Claus?
A bean bag.
A bean bag? Well, that was that Popeye cans and thrill. What else?
A fire engine.
A fire engine?
Yeah.
And what else?
A dump truck.
A what?
Dump.
Please don't do that.
Dump.
Alright.
Did
you get some more logs? Who brought them? Where'd you get them? Well, somebody did, didn't they? Well, did you have a lot of fun this Christmas?
Yep.
Yeah. What else do you get?
Some diamonds, some jeans, and some shirt. What? Sock.
Sock? Didn't you get two of them? One sock's no good.
That what?
Why?
Two.
Oh, you got two?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Say, hi, Uncle Phil.
Hi.
Say, Uncle Phil. What?
Hi, Uncle Phil!
My, you're a little squirt. Is that all you want to say, then? Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Boy, you just hear that when they yell like that. Well, look who's just been walking up here. Well, you want to sit down, Mark? Then I'll talk to you. Bye, Kevin. Sit down. I'll hold the mic. What's your name?
Mark.
Mark what?
Mark Miles.
Oh, that's a nice name. What'd you get for Christmas?
I don't know. I know something. A satellite line chair.
Yeah.
And
just think all of it.
a paint set.
Mm-hmm. Well, speak up. What about trucks and cars?
I have a truck that picks up cars.
It's a wrecker.
Record, I mean.
Yeah.
That's a record, Dad.
Not a record, a wrecker.
Wrecker.
Tow truck.
Tow truck, I mean.
Yeah, that's much better. I guess that's more logical.
I have a blackboard.
Mm. What Grandma and Grandpa and Aunt Eileen, Uncle Al and all them bring?
I don't know.
Jeans
and a shirt and some socks.
Some pajamas.
And Aunt Eileen brought me a game.
Wow, that's nice. Anything else you want to say? You know any little Christmas songs?
Why don't you sing that song you sang for Grandma?
I think I know a different.
Sing. Come on.
This song's going to be about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very tiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you'd even say it glow. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, if your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down his story."
Hey, that's pretty good all the way. Hey, what's a froggy night? Huh?
What?
I wonder what kind of night's froggy.
Christmas.
It's froggy, isn't it, Mark?
You've always said froggy.
Froggy.
You said foggy.
That's what it is.
You mean froggy.
So I don't mean froggy. Well, say goodbye and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Goodbye. Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you.
Can I sing a different way?
Here's candy now. We're going to talk candy first. Oh, you're eating a cookie. How can you talk with a mouth full of cookie? What do you want, Vicky?
I know a different way.
A different way what?
Sing Rudolph.
What
is
that cowboy thing?
Okay. Rudolph the bullet cowboy had a very shiny gun, and if you ever saw it,
what's the matter?
And if you ever.
Okay. Goodbye. Come on, Candace. Please finish your. Put it down.
Well, it's so high.
Yeah. Well, here's Candy.
Candy. She knows it.
What do you want to say?
What?
What do you want to say with a mouth full of cookies? You know, all these silly girls.
Aren't
you going to say hello?
Yes, hello.
Well, what'd you get for Christmas?
I got a doll table and a doll bed and a sewing machine and cookies and a fur for my doll and a slip, socks and panties and two skirts and a blouse, and I got two games and shoes and stockings for my doll and a scrapbook and three necklaces and a robe and slippers. Bubble bath and two sweaters, puddle pushers, a purse.
You're getting weaker. Where you go?
And she made up for my doll, and a record and perfume.
Well, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus pretty
what
good to you,
slips?
Wasn't it? Do you want to say anything else?
I don't know what else to say.
Don't you you want to talk to Uncle Phil or anything? Well, you're sure not talkative at all. I think I should have put the tape on the other speed. The boy's running through the house. Vicki, do you want to finish that song or not?
Yeah.
Mom wasn't giggling at you.
No, I'll give you one more chance. If you don't finish it, all right.
Which chase?
Start it all over.
Yes. Now speak up. Real and stand still. They're in a bean bag across the kilometer.
Well.
Come on, Kevin. Keep the bean bags to yourself.
Hey.
Okay, Vicki.
Okay. Should I just say it or sing it?
Sing it.
The black cowboy had a very shiny gun, and if you ever saw it, you would turn around and run. All of the other cowboys used to laugh, call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join them in poker games. Then one foggy winter night, the sheriff came to say, Rudolph, with your gun so bright, won't you shoot my wife tonight? Then all the cowboys liked him as he shouted out with glee, Rudolph the bullet cowboy, you'll go down gunman territory.
Or something like that.
I never heard that one before. Something new to me. Well, here's Mom sitting here doing nothing. She ought to be able to run out about a half hour of tape.
No, I just won't be able to.
Hold on right there.
Yeah. Well, hi, everybody that's listening. Phil and Dan, Catherine, Sherry and Judy, Marge and Leo, and Ricky and Julie. We are having a wonderful time here with all the kids. And the weather is just simply wonderful. It doesn't seem like Christmas is at home. And hope you folks are all okay. We had a nice dinner as usual. I've been having a little cold and it's still in my throat, so I'll probably sound kind of funny. But my, the kids sure have had a time. The toys all over everywhere made me think of when you kids were all little at home. And, oh, Dad's all right, and Eileen and Al, everybody. We had quite a time getting the turkey fixed and things to get over here. It takes quite a while to drive over here, but we managed to get here a little bit before 12. Eileen cooked the turkey about 2 hours last night, and then we got up about 7:30 and put it on. It was nice and tender. And, well, I think I'm just about run down. I can't. Somebody else will have to take over, Vic. I guess I'm run down here. I hope everybody's okay at home, and we seem kind of funny not to get up this morning and be home for Christmas, our first time. And it's kind of hard not to be home, but we're just enjoying every minute of it. And Eileen was so thrilled, and I got a lot of nice gifts. Eileen and Dad and Al got me a beautiful nylon gown and robe, and got some pants, and got house slippers, and Dorothy and Victor got me a lovely slip, and the bracelet that you people got was just beautiful. I got it on today, and the girls had quite a time finding all their names on it. And Marge, thanks a lot for the things you gave me. They were certainly nice. And let's see, I guess that's all I've got to say. Yes, I think you know all about our trip out. We finally got our money. It didn't come, and finally Dad called him on Friday. And they said it ought, or not Friday either, it'd be Tuesday. And they said it was in the mail and we should get it, so we got it yesterday. Dad was a little bit worried, afraid we wasn't going to get it, but I knew after we talked to the manager there that we'd get it, all right. There was $215, so it wasn't nothing to sneeze at. Dad was getting a little bit low on money. He was borrowing a little bit off of me. But we managed to get it and got our clothes back okay. And that's all trouble we had on the way out. Had an awful nice trip coming out. Well, I guess that's all, and hope you had a nice Christmas and have a happy New Year. Bye.
Well, I don't. Oh, but I don't.
Hello, this is me.
Let's see. Well, who did you think it was? I? Well, anyway, we've had a wonderful day, and we had a good dinner, and we certainly had a wonderful Christmas. And I wasn't very nice, so I didn't get anything for Christmas this year. Oh, I guess I got more than I should have got. And let's see. Oh, I got dishes, and I got a waste paper basket, and I got gowns and slips and robes and some black pants.
Did you get red
ones? No, no red ones, just black ones. And I got some bath crystals, and I got, I just got all kinds of nice things. Three or four slips is right, and three or four gowns, and three or four robes. So, anyway, I hope you're all having a good time, and I don't know what you're doing right now, but we're over here, and Kevin, he's playing with one of his games, and I don't know, he's going to have to improve before he makes a baseball player. He's throwing a beanbag or something, and it lands in the opposite direction of what it's supposed to. But Al, he's working a crossword puzzle. He's been here today, and he's had a nap, and he's been screaming for his pie and coffee. No. And let's see. Well, I think I just about out of anything to say. Vicky wants to talk now.
Well, I got a mink stove for my doll. And I forgot to say that. And Candy forgot to say her big slip.
Al got a Cadillac.
What?
Al got a Cadillac.
Al got a Cadillac for Christmas. Of course, it's only about 4 inches long, but nevertheless, it says Cadillac on it. Well, I think it's time for Daddy to talk.
Hello, everyone. We're having a nice time out here. I'm so full I can't hardly think of anything. We eat such a big dinner. Eileen said's working the crossword puzzle. I've been having a lot of fun with the children. They've sure grown, and they're all cute. The girls have grown, and they're sure nice. Kevin, here comes Kevin, right on the dead run. He's quite a boy. Can you say hello for Grandpa?
Hello, Grandpa.
Kevin says, hello, Grandpa. Can you say hello? You say hello.
Hello.
That's Mark. Kevin says, hello, Grandpa. You want to say hello?
Hello.
That's Vicky.
Hello.
That's Candy. Uh-huh. Victor sure has a nice yard. Victor sure has a nice yard. I'll tell you, it's nice. It's got the nicest backyard and a nice place for the children to play in. Flowers out in front, and he's got a nice patio built back behind and has his picnic table on it that's sure nice up here. And his grass is just as green as could be. Well, I hope I got a lot of nice presents, shirts and socks, got everything I needed, and I was sure tickled, huh? And I want to thank everybody for my presents, for I needed every one of them. And I know that I hope you folks have had a nice Christmas. We sure have. Well, I'll turn it over to Mother. She's...
Give it to Victor.
Well, you got anything else to say? We still got plenty of tape. Still got another side to go yet. Dorothy. I don't know where Dorothy is. I can talk to you a while. I got a handsaw, power electric handsaw. Pretty nice saw. That was my main thing. And it's a horse and 3/4 saw. And I'll be able to make a few things with a power saw. Well, here's Al. He wants to unload.
Well, howdy, Phil. Look for Mother back on the next train or the next plane or something. She came in the garage today and warmed my bottom up for me, but good. No, she's really a roughie. I can understand that you kids Well, I guess you had a pretty rough time of it with her. Man, is she ever mean. How do we put this off? Mother says that's all I ever say. I just say a few words, and that's the end of it. Do you want to say something, Mother? Why? I don't have to say. Hello? Mother? Do you want to say something for the benefit of our listening audience? Come on now, you always say that I talk too much.
Well, you don't talk very much on the mic. Maybe he does at home.
I am so at home now. No, you guys are making it sound...
I'm in 10 o'clock every night.
Yeah, with blonde hairs on his lapel and what have you.
I'm always in bed, as you well know.
Well, Dorothy, let's hear from you.
You want my hee-hees?
Can I hold it?
Or
you want to sit down?
Maybe you want to sit down.
I'll let you hold it.
Huh? Oh, well, that's fine. Well, he finally let me hold it. I thought maybe he wasn't going to. I was too much of a child. After all, my voice is going to pick up, boy. Don't keep shoving it in front of me. Well, I don't know where to start. I guess I'll have to tell what I get for Christmas. First of all, I got some Melmac dishes. What's the matter, Don? Don't tell me I'm not picking up. Keep shoving it up in front of my face with my loud voice. And, well, as I said, I got some Melmac dishes that are turquoise, and I think they're very pretty. I got those before Christmas, but that's my biggest Christmas present. And then I got a lovely green blanket. And I got Al's in the refrigerator. What's he going to do in there? Oh, he does. He's going to have a beer. Then I got a lovely canister set and gee whiz. Oh, I got some plastic mixing dishes and some plastic glasses and some dish towels and little bits of this and little bits of that, I guess. Oh, and folks got a lovely robe and nightgown and skirt and... something else I get, sheets and basset and I don't know what not. Can't remember everything, I guess. Oh, and Mark made me the cutest thing from school. Grandma, did you see that? I don't think you saw that. He made me a cute little holder for my recipes. They make it out of a little block of wood and a long stick and a clothespin. And then you clip this is one of those clip clothespins, and you clip your recipe in it. That way you don't get your recipe dirty. That's something that I need. Grandpa, come on. Mark's taking Grandpa somewhere. Oh, they were out in the sand pile. Now I don't know where they're going. He complained the other day the folks were out, and they waited until they come home for lunch to see him. And so then they left after he got home, and he said, well, I sure didn't get to see him very much. So and maybe today will satisfy him now. And he can sure talk leg off of you. Yeah, he's bound determined to go home with Grandma and Grandpa. He said he was going to stay till the 5th of January, and I told him that they weren't going home the 5th of January. So, Al's base, drinking a beer now. He's been pestering for his coffee and pie ever since he got up from the table. And, of course, the kids are quite noisy today, and Victor had to work last night, and being Christmas Eve, they were all excited, and boy, we sure had a deal. I was making my pumpkin pies, and I spilled pumpkin in the oven and boiled over my cranberries. Everything went wrong yesterday. I broke my good paring knife, and I don't know what all. Victor says, well, he tells you his troubles. Oh, it's you. Troubles, troubles, troubles. Some days go like that, I guess. So, well, we seem to make out all right anyway, even if we do have lots of troubles. Well, I wish you could all see Brucey right now. He's at a real cute age, and he's really a show-off. I guess the other kids kind of make him that way. And he's sleeping right now, so maybe later we could get a few words out of him. I don't know. Victor says turning my head one way and the microphone the other way. I still say you can hear me if I stand in the other room. So this thing just picks up so much noise anyway. You can probably hear Kevin. He's really having a ball. So, oh, I don't know. It's sure been grand to have the folks here. And of course, out here in California, without any snow or cold weather, Christmas seems so strange anyway. I'm still not used to it. But I don't know. I hope you all had a nice Christmas. And At that tape on Thanksgiving, I still say you guys are all a lot windier than that. I sure didn't hear much from you. I don't know. Now, what else do I want to say? I kind of stumped right now. My mind don't go very fast these days, getting old, I guess. Victor, you want to talk for a while? Let's think something.
Well, we still got a lot of tape left. We haven't even finished the first side yet. But I can always talk later on and finish that. I started to tell you what I got. I told you I got the power saw, and then the folks come over and had a box, and I couldn't imagine what was in it. Couldn't figure it out until I got it open. It was a power lawn edger. Really a nice one. So I can edge along the fence, trim along the fence, along the sidewalk. And in fact, we went out and tried it some, and boy, it really does cut along the edge of the walk. Well, tell you, I think I'll shut it off right now and see if we can't say some more later. A few words to say. This is Mom.
All right, Scoop and Grandma. I imagine Phil will play this over there, and you'll hear it, and I forgot to say hello and hope you're feeling pretty good now. And Phil wrote and said that Grandma was going to try to walk, and I hope she gets along all right. Be awful careful and don't fall again. Well, that's all. Bye.
Anybody else want to say anything?
Grandpa. Hello, Scoop and Grandma. And Grandma, you take it real easy, and you be up and around by the time I come home. Bye.
Hello, Scoop. I was glad to hear your grandma was getting along so well, and you tell her to take good care of herself. You ought to see Eileen and Al's little dog. He's quite a little terror. He bounces around, he keeps his tail curled up over his back, and it's light, and I'll tell you, he's sure a dandy. And we have a lot of fun with him, but he doesn't chase Grandma around, bite her feet like the other one. He's pretty easy to get along with. So that's all I've got to say here.
Mama told me, Scoop, that you weren't going to have any puppies, but according to your card, I think she might have been wrong.
No,
okay.
I asked Phil, and he said no, or that's what I thought he said, so I was kind of surprised to hear that the doggy was expecting again.
Well, we still got about a couple of minutes left on this side. We'll have to sit a while and see if they all won't come back again. Well, here we are, back again, not all of us. It's about 7:30, and folks left about 4:45 or so. It was just starting to get dark, and they didn't want to drive over in the dark. They brought both cars over. I never did figure out why, but Al drove his, and folks drove theirs. And so I don't know why they brought them, but so they left, and we've just been fiddling around here with the kids, playing with the toys they got and everything, and I still got about a minute or so left on, I got longer than that, I guess, on this one side. I wanted to run it off for a start on the other side. No.
You wait after bed.
I had something to say, and Kevin come up there, and,
talk to her.
Huh? No, not on this side. I don't want to talk to him. Oh, you can never seem like you can regulate the tape, right? If you go to, 7.5 speed, it doesn't last long enough, and you slow it down to 3.75, and it goes too slow. Need one in between them, I guess. Cause seems like we've done a lot of talking on there and still got the other side, all the other side to go yet. It's hard to make a good tape with the kids around. There's so much noise, and they run up and slam doors, and probably be a lot of racket in there, and everybody holds the mic at a different distance. I think especially you'll find that on, well, Al did, and Dad, he held it awful close, and I tried to start it out holding it about the same distance for all of them, but eventually it gets where somebody's a lot louder than the rest. And when Kevin talks, it makes the light blink so bad. His voice is so loud. Anyway, he doesn't talk. He yells at everything he says. Well, it's awful hard to make a real good tape. Well, this side's about gone, so I'm going to close and turn it over, and we'll start with the other side. Well, here we are back on the other side of the tape. Played a little of this tape before we started recording. I didn't even know what the tape was. I'd forgotten. I found out it was a reel that you made in the Christmas of, I guess it was 2 years ago. It was before the folks moved in the house, and you was telling me all about the house and how the rooms were situated and everything, and Mom was here, and we played quite a bit of it and listened back to it. Well, I'd like to get Bruce to say something. I don't know whether he will or not. He's been standing here hollering at me. And Bruce?
Go talk for Daddy.
What are you doing, Bruce?
Daddy.
What?
Daddy.
Oh, you like that, don't you? Huh? You're all tickled. What do you know?
The Daddy.
Huh?
Daddy.
Oh, is that what that is? Is that a microphone?
What is it?
You say microphone? Well, you want to talk a little?
Say hi.
Say hello. Say hello. Well, you can't look in there. There's nothing in there. Uncle Phil isn't in there. Yes, he is.
It's in the wall, Auntie.
Oh, I can't understand that. How do you expect them to translate that?
Yeah.
Can't you say Santa Claus?
Digital.
What? Where's Santa Claus? Oh, there. I shouldn't have said, where's Santa Claus? We got one hanging on the wall, and he took off for the other room. Yes, I see Santa Claus. Come on back. I didn't mean for you to run away to the other room. Was that Santa Claus, was it? Well, can you say goodbye?
Huh?
Can you say goodbye? Oh, say goodbye. Okay, then, if you won't say goodbye. Well, I don't think he'll understand any of that. He can talk some if he really wants to, but mostly he just jumbles along. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
What do you know now? Not very much, huh? What'd you have for dinner?
Turkey.
You like that turkey?
Yes.
You guys, we had enough of it left, didn't we?
No.
That was a big turkey. We didn't need one near that big. We could have fed all the family if they'd have been here.
I had the clean a game. And it's a bowl. There's a boy with it, and there's little dots. There's a thing, and it only goes 1 to 4. And every spin, every gets a 4, you got there's your dot. And then you have to go 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then the one that is done with theirs first is the winner.
Oh, he's a winner, huh? That's a game he got. I know you understand it and know how to play it with what he said. Real simple. Anything else been going on? How's your dreams lately? He's been having a lot of good dreams, he says.
I've been having a lot of bad ones, too.
Oh, bad dreams. Oh, I see.
Oh, last night was the night you had a good dream.
You had a good dream last night.
Yeah, it was only about open presences. All of them were.
You did. Told me he had a pretty bad dream there one night. But he told me next day he's just about got him figured out now. He knows what's going on, so.
I don't know what they was about.
You know.
Brucey likes the red light.
Yeah, Brucey's over here playing with the red light on the recorder.
All the time when my daddy's at work, Mom lets me go to bed at 9 o'clock.
You've been going to bed at 9 o'clock, huh?
That's only on nights you don't go to school.
Well, you don't have to go to school for another whole week. Yeah, I worked Christmas Eve last night, but I don't have to go back again until Monday afternoon, so that's the way they set it up this year. They give us our 2 days off, and generally whatever days they want to pick, and they thought it'd be nicer to have Thursday and Friday off rather than go back in and have Wednesday off, which would be Christmas Eve, and then go back in Friday. New Year's the same way. I'll work New Year's Eve, but then I'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, which makes a pretty good long holiday. What'd you say, Mark?
Oh, I was going to sing a song.
Oh, you and your songs.
I got
cut loose.
How about that one you sang as a solo at your class program?
You mean all by myself?
Yeah.
Oh, come little children, oh, come when and all to Bethlehem stable, to Bethlehem star, and see with rejoicing this wonderful sign. Our Heavenly Father has sent us this night.
Yeah, where'd you sing? Oh, you sang that at the Christmas
program
at school, huh?
All by
yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a big wheel, I'm telling you.
He'll be in chorus when he gets in the third grade.
Oh, you think he'll be in chorus in third grade, huh? Well,
I'll be home.
We'll wait and see. Well, anything else, Buster?
I want to tell I got what I got for Christmas.
Well, you told him on the other side. This is the same tape we started early today. We're just now continuing on with
it. I know, and I didn't tell you the rest of the stuff.
Oh, well, you tell the rest of the stuff. You forgot about the sweater.
My sweater.
Oh, you got a sweater to replace the one you lost.
And it's the same as the other, except Santa Claus brought it to me.
Oh,
hey,
he did.
Bruce.
Bruce, come on, please. Will you move out?
I think we better record now. I don't have nothing else to say.
Well, okay. You can just step back and we'll let somebody else move in. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to tell what happened this morning. I was asleep, and Candy, she was up, and I had this... I was having this dream, and she wakes me up just in time. I was at the zoo, and the elephant ate the hippopotamus, and I was so worried because I said, how is the hippo?
How's the hippo
going to get out of the elf and abortion? There's a river down there in the hippo.
Look, I can't keep up with you with this mic. You're already out moving around first on one side and then on the other.
Well,
let's stand still there and quit fidgeting.
And I said, the boy said, there's a river in the elephant. I said, couldn't be. And then as I was going to say something, Candy taps me, and I wake up, and so we come creeping through the house. And Candy said, it's about 5 o'clock, or about before 6:30. And Candy says, it's 6:45.
Well, that wasn't bad. 6:45 wasn't a bad time to get up.
Well, I
feel
up
like
we was
fortunate.
I woke
Hi, Bruce.
Up
off you and pumpkin. Both awake at midnight last night.
Hi, Bruce.
I
you believe that story you just heard?
Uh-uh.
Me either. I don't believe it. Awful fantastic. Don't you think so?
I said too.
Well, I don't know why you want to look inside. What?
I said too.
Yeah. Where'd Kevin go? I'll talk to Kevin a little if he'll come over here. Oh, well, here comes Kevin. Let's see what he's got to say. What you been doing, Kevin?
Picking the block up.
Picking all the blocks up. Well, that's a good boy. Kevin, or Bruce, got a little wagon with a umpteen dozen blocks in it, and they were scattered from one end of this house to the other, and Kevin went about picking them all up and putting them in the little wagon, didn't you?
Yeah.
Good job.
But.
Huh?
When my beanbag, when I eat in the ribbon, I thought I'd put it on it up.
Your bean bag, you picked them up too?
Mother picked them up. Now, ribbon.
Don't jump, Bruce.
Then I thought the bed in me up.
Oh, yes. Do you know any songs? Huh?
Happy birthday.
What would you like to sing, Happy Birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Daddy. Happy birthday to you.
Well, happy birthday to you.
How about that song, You Dreamt You Were Santa Claus? Can you sing that?
I dream of a Santa Claus, and then put for me. When I think to myself, then it was in my bed. I thought his stocking hanging there, he eat up my bed.
What was that? Oh.
Real good, by golly.
That's the one that was on one of the records.
On the records, yes.
Hey, you picked that up pretty good. Well, let's see, where are we all?
I got some dump truck.
You got some dump truck.
You got a dump truck. Now, this is the first time you've ever talked on tape. I don't think you've ever.
Yeah.
You might have mumbled something once before, but we could never get him to talk before. But I mean, at Christmas. This is the first Christmas you've ever been on tape.
Yeah.
And you're doing a pretty good
job. Did you talk about your dolly? You got a dolly that you wanted?
I got a dolly.
What kind of a dolly?
You know what kind.
Well, I know what kind.
They don't know what kind. You got to tell them.
Little boy dolly, wasn't it? What's his name?
Popeye.
Popeye. Oh, you and Popeye. You two are a pair. Well, we'll see what we can stir up now. Come here, Candy. What do you want to talk about, or what do you want to do?
Sing.
Say, we got to stop feeding them this bird seed. Everybody wants to sing.
That isn't me singing. That's Bruce.
That's pretty good. Bruce was even singing a song. Now I know that bird seed's taking effect. Happy birthday. Oh, now you're going to just sing continuously, huh?
Hey, I want to sing a song.
Yeah, he goes around singing happy birthday about every time you get a cake around here. He starts singing happy birthday. Now, back to Candace.
Yep.
What are you going to do here?
I thought I was
going to
sing.
Well, let's see.
I'm singing first.
Now hold still if you're going to sing.
Should I sing? I wish you Merry Christmas.
It's up to you.
Thanks. Well, I think I sing your heart. We wish you Merry Christmas.
Well, let him sing. You'll soon drown him out.
Should I start?
Yes.
I want to sing.
Can you get him down off that chair singing?
Oh, yeah.
Standing up there just a singing away.
All right.
Okay, Candace. And there he goes.
He won't
stop. I
want to
sing.
Happy Daddy.
Boy, you sure clap at your own song. All right, Candace, let's go.
I'm going to sing, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kins. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding and bring it out here. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some out here. We all love figgy pudding. We all love figgy pudding. We all love figgy pudding. sticky pudding, so bring some out here.
That's a long-winded one.
Okay, I got another song. Oh, come on.
Oh, here comes Tiddlywinks back. He'll have to get his two bits in. Hey, leave him alone. Hey, Bruce. Somebody's calling you. Way in the other room. Why don't you go see what the other boys are doing?
Mark,
why don't you go and play with them? Come on now, let's move out. Oh, I hurt his feelings. Well, are you going to do anything else here?
Yes, I'm
going to
sing that song. Well, let us play a game, music. Singing Noel, 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 Marie, Jean, and Colinette. Dance with steps as light as snow. Stars are dancing in the sky. Lights are dancing in the window. Voices singing in the street. In the air the echoes sing. Let us play a game, musette. Singing Noel, Noel, Noel. Marie, Jean, and Colinette. Dance with steps as light as snow.
Fine, fine.
I want to sing another
song. Oh, no, no, that's enough for now. We haven't heard from Vicky yet.
Okay.
Giggly.
I'll sing. Then I can sing. May I sit here? No.
Now let's stand still.
On Christmas Day.
When I pass this candy lamp, what do you want?
Mark.
I picked the card and they had a picture of a
candy. Oh, Mark, we're recording. Well, you don't know whether you wouldn't be hollering like that.
Okay. On Christmas Day, I'll sing we now with one accord on Christmas Day in the morning. The tidings of our glorious on Christmas Day in the morning. Then come we all this happy day to sing Noel in the morning. Our King is born, glad to say I'll sing Noel in the morning. The wise men and the shepherds all on Christmas Day in the morning. They knelt before the oxen stall on Christmas Day in the morning. Then come we all this happy day to sing Noel in the morning. Our King is born that day to say, I'll sing Noel in the morning. Sweet carols. Come on, Daddy. Sweet carols on the frosty air on Christmas Day in the morning. Sing praises of this child so fair on Christmas Day in the morning. Then come we all this happy day to sing Noel in the morning. Our King is born, let him know, so I'll sing Noel in the morning. Okay.
Is that all? I don't know when he's going to quit. That's why I started to quit once before. Oh, no, let's hold up a while.
I can't remember what else I got, but I know it was wonderful.
That was Dorothy talking. She doesn't sound well, does she?
That wasn't me. I think it was Dan.
Doesn't sound a bit well.
I think it was Dan.
Oh, shoot. Well, where's the cord? Well, I'm going to get my two bits in again. I don't know now exactly what I'm going to say. But the kid's got a lot of lovely, nice things. Honey, there was your robe. Vicky can't find her slippers. They were with your robe.
Yes, but maybe your clothes.
Well, now listen, I'm trying to talk. And, oh, the kids. I was going to tell you about the kids and their Christmas programs. It seemed like the last week of school, about all I did was run up to school for Christmas programs. On Tuesday, Vicky she takes tap through the recreational department of the school board, and they gave a dance with Santa Claus and things like that. You know, they act out the motions as well as dance and sing. And it was kind of cute. It's very short, but it's cute. And then they served cookies and punch. And so the next afternoon, we was to go back and hear the choruses sing and the classes give their programs each one of them, they sang songs about the different nations that they were studying about. And so Kevin, he wouldn't sit still. I didn't get to see all of it because he wouldn't sit still. He thought he was going to have more punch and cookies. And Candy, quit your yakking at me. So I finally had to leave that before it was over with. So then the next night, the girls had to go back to school again. They gave this same program over in the evening then for parents. And so I finally gave up. I wasn't going to go back that night. And so I sat in with a lady across the street. And so then the next day, Mark's class, that was the lower grades, gave 15-minute programs for the mothers and fathers who could come. And they certainly had a good turnout for little kids. I suppose it's so important to the little ones that they make a special effort to get there. And I was surprised. I was glad I went because Mark got to sing a solo and... It was awful cute. They had some little poems that they read, and then they sang several songs. And boy, I'm telling you, when it was over with, they was ready to have their party, so the parents had to leave. That was all there was to it. You didn't get invited to the party. And they really had a full week of it, I guess, so they're due for 2 weeks vacation, but I don't know. Having them around all the time makes it a little rough to get things done. And, gosh, now what do I want to tell about? I told all about that. Candy says she's waving. She thinks she wants to sing some more songs. We tell her you get tired of hearing songs. What do you want to say then?
I'm telling about the program.
About the what?
The program we have.
Well, I told them all about the program.
I didn't tell them what we did ours on.
Mexico, wasn't it? Your class did Mexico.
Sing.
Well, I don't know. What did Vicky's class do? England, was it?
Uh-huh. Mother, did you hear what Kelly is doing in the audience? He kept calling my name, of course, and saying.
Yes, I know it. They have a third and fourth grade chorus, and then they have a fifth and sixth grade chorus. And boy, those kids can really have, carry tunes together for some reason or other. I don't know. I'd sure hate to be their teacher trying to get them to sing. Anyway, it's kind of nice to hear. I guess they practice a couple times a week. Well, after all, you're in fifth grade. I think they know that. And Candy's in fourth grade. What?
Oh, I don't remember when it was, but one of the times some of the kids started off on just the cues, and the kids started singing our song in our class. Started singing it,
It sounds so weak.
Because they weren't supposed to start singing it.
Oh, I see. Was there anything else you girls were saying while
We went trailing the other night.
Oh, yeah, a lady down around the corner, she started out, she's just going to take about a half a dozen kids caroling, and by golly, they come by our house, I think she had a couple dozen. Everybody brought their friends along, and boy, they're sure making enough racket and everything. I don't know how far she took them, I don't think very far. I think they got a little out of hand, so she called it a halt to it. What's the matter, Bruce? Bruce can't find something. Go see what's the matter with Bruce.
I was going
he can't tell. She was going to say something. Well, I guess that's all for now.
I don't know.
If you wanted to say something, what were you going to say? Or did you
I think I did. What was I going to say? Just me.
Well, I don't know.
Well, that's me.
Well, when you think about it, then we'll
say
it.
Well, I don't know how much. Oh, gee, we still got about 3 minutes or so left, maybe a little more. I don't know, but I may have to trade cars and make it down. I'm going to go over and pick Dad up tomorrow and take him down and look at some. I don't know. I think I'd probably do just well by myself, but don't know. He wants to go, and so I'll take him down around. They're afraid to get out by themselves. They get 4 blocks away, they get lost from the house. And so they've never been over there here by themselves. They either got to bring Eileen, but it's really simple to get here now from their place because we got an overpass and everything to get out here, and it don't even have to be on the main freeways or anything to come here from her place. They cut another road in below Allied Gardens, and much simpler to get out here, but they still say they can't find their way out here. I don't two or three trips, I'd think they'd know the way, but I don't have much confidence. I don't know what kind of car I'll get. I'd like to maybe get a station wagon and a 54 or 55. I don't want to spend any more than that. Can't afford it right now. And if I could find a pretty clean one, I'd just go ahead and get it. My radiator busted out all through the bottom of it. Transmission's leaking pretty bad, and the wheel brake cylinders are leaking too. And then my valves, they need a grind job on them. One of them's pretty noisy. It'll probably let loose for long. This place I got to drive to out in the foothills there is a pretty rough road down around through the canyons, and I want a car that's in pretty good shape to drive it, especially at nights. Well, I still didn't get much of the tape going. It's been pretty nice here today. I don't know, imagine somebody probably told you sometime along in the tape that the weather was pretty nice, but I listened to the weather a little while ago, and he didn't give a report around Des Moines, but he gave one in, I think, Missouri or someplace, and it wasn't too cold there, so I imagine it was probably fairly nice in Iowa, too. Okay. Hey, now what?
Well, this morning we got up, and we had a sewing machine. Both of us, but tonight, Daddy and Mother, we were trying it out, and it wouldn't work, so we went, while they were playing around with it, we went out to the garage and we were chalking away on Mark's chalkboard, and Mother made us do the dishes, or Candy. I did most of them, but Candy hasn't still got them ready. And it's going, it's 8:30. And she had three, she had an extra one on hand. An extra sewing machine.
Yes, got a couple little plastic sewing machines. Dorothy bought one earlier, and I didn't know it, and I bought another little set for them, and it didn't turn out to work very good, so we laid this other one up, a little better one. Works pretty good, and we laid it up, wasn't going to give it to them for a while, and they learned how to use them, but the other two, we couldn't get them to work, so we finally broke out the other one. They've been sewing on it. What do you want to say, Candace?
Tell about the record player Aunt Eileen gave us.
Well,
Aunt Eileen gave us this record player, and then my girlfriend gave me a record, and then I got a record for Christmas, but one side of it's all scratched up. I haven't heard it yet. I don't know if it still works, and then I bought two of them.
Hey, Eileen and Al, they had a pretty good record player over there. It's a three-speaker job. It's a little portable. Four speed, I guess, got all four speeds on it. Al, he had it, pretty well tore up. I don't know what he was doing with it. I guess he was going to give the cabinet to somebody who wanted it. It was a heck of a nice one, the cabinet and everything. I guess he hadn't even hardly used it. So I went over and picked up all the pieces and brought it back and put it together, and it works pretty nice. It's the first record player we've actually even had for a long, long time. But don't have many records or anything. But the girls have got a few of some nutheads. I don't know who they are.
Ricky Nelson.
You guess.
Tommy Sands.
Perry Como. Johnny Matthews.
I don't know any of the characters. Well, let's see. Well, we still got some time to go.
I want to see the song, but you
went. Gads, no, I don't want no more songs.
We don't want the record player out.
There must be something I can talk about. Oh, I done a little painting. Well, I started about Thanksgiving, I guess. I painted all my trim and the wood around the house. Thought I'd keep it painted up rather than let it get too bad. Been doing that.
Painted the kitchen.
We repainted it a sunshine yellow, canary yellow or something.
Like canary yellow.
Some kind of a yellow. It looks a lot better. It was a real off-white, grayish white, awful light, and you couldn't hardly do nothing with it. Too light for a kitchen. Yes, Candace. We're getting near the end of the tape, so I think Mom said she was going to write a letter. You'll probably get it before you get the tape anyway. Said she was going to write tomorrow. She wasn't going to tell you, and I guess we forgot about it. She said it'd probably get there before the tape would. Probably mail it tomorrow sometime. And, I'm going to finish it. It's, I guess they need a foggy. We've had a lot of foggy weather this year. It hadn't rained any. Haven't had any rain. They say none in sight. It's awful dry. They've had some pretty good fires. You probably heard the one up around L.A. there, the Capistrano up in there. burn around 60,000 acres, but it's just really dry. But there's been so much fog at night, some of the thickest fog I ever been in. You can't even see the front of the radiator on your car.
Comes in
well, now what?
I don't know.
See, I told you about the car. I guess I told you about the power saw I got and the lawn edger. Boy, it's really that edger is a nice one. I never expected anything like that. I've been using one of these hand jobs you push along and just a one wheel thing with a blade that runs along the edge, but this thing is really power. I imagine, I know that Al and Eileen was the one.
Eileen thought about it,
and Al got it down at some wholesale place. He can get that stuff pretty reasonable. It's really a nice one. It really cuts down along the sidewalk. We went out and tried it. I haven't got it all done yet, but give me something to do this weekend to trim the yards all up and everything with it. Well, you got anything else to say, Dorothy, before this runs out? Why don't we it's a little late for Christmas, but Happy New Year.
Yeah, have a good time. Don't get drunk.
I'd like to see you out here sometime. And all of you, one and all.
Yeah,
you want
to
say anything?
I should say to Marge and Leo, now they need to come to California. Everybody else has been here.
Yeah, about time they come.
Yeah, we sure like to see them. We imagine the kids have grown. Is there much tape?
We'll see what you want to say.
Well, I guess that's about all. And we'll be seeing you all someday. Any more, Paul?
We'll slight a little bit here. I'm not going to waste it. I'll just sit here and hum.
Okay. You'd be like, sing a song. Oh, thank you. They're going to enjoy it.
Last one.
Bye.